the 29th perek in Igeres HaKodesh, and we're getting inching our way closer to the end of Igeres HaKodesh, 32 prokim. So over here, the Alter Rebbe explains the special benefit of learning halachas of the Torah. He quotes several Maimar Rizal, which talk about specifically the advantage within learning Torah, the learning of the halachas. And he says, explains why specifically halachas. He says that the Hashem's expression of Hashem's will is higher than the chokhmah of Torah. So from this will, actually the neshamas get their garments from Hashem's will in Gan Eden, in which the Shekhinah will be revealed to them through those garments. And that mainly comes through, Hashem's will mainly comes through the halachas, which means you can learn Torah, you can philosophize and everything else, but if you don't know the halacha, you don't know what to do. Hashem's will is to do. That's the end of the day. You're trying to figure out what to do, but when you learn the halachas, you're actually learning what Hashem's will. So he says like this. So he starts off in Perik Choftes, Eishes Chayil Ateres Baido. This is a verse in the Pasuk in Mishlei, in which the Torah is considered to be like the wife. And that means that the wife, the Eishes Chayil, becomes an atara for her, a crown for her husband. So what happens is that the husband, in this context over here, the husband is called the Torah Shebiksav. That's the halacha, the way we get it. And the Eishes Chayil, the wife of the husband, is the Torah Shebaal Peh. Just like by the creation of a child, so you have the father and you have the mother. So the mother, the father is the seed, that's the main. But who develops, who comes up, the whole thing comes in the mother's womb. That's how you develop it. The Torah is the seed, that's the idea. You have the chokhmah for the Torah, that's the Torah Shebiksav. But from there, you don't have yet the understanding. You have the Ateres Bailo, so the wife becomes the crown for the husband, which means she becomes the beauty of the husband, because the only understanding and only way to go ahead and do the Maisa Mitzvahs and to do the Rosh Hashem will come to that. We'll see. So we find it a calling Ateres.
No.
It brings down that Issa B'Gemore Perigdal de Megillah. The Gemara says, so we see here, what's interesting over here, we call it a crown, and we're referring to it. So the Gemara says in Pekdam de Megillah, Udi Ishtamesh Besago Chalof. This is actually from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, but the Gemara in the Megillah explains the Pirkei Avos. Of there it says, one who uses the Tago. Tag is the crown on the letters. They have tagim, the crown. So it says one who uses a tagim, that's called the crown. So then it says chalof. That meaning he dies. Chalof, he'll be switched. So the Gemara says, Hamishtamesh b'misha shoyin alochas kisil shel toira. That means that one who uses one who learns halachas, which is called the Keser Shel Torah. So one who uses not the one who uses halachas, and then he uses the halachas to that. But the language mainly with Alter Rebbe is interested here is that he calls it the Kisra Shel Torah. That's called the crown of Torah. So we're calling the halachas crown. That's what we see in the Gemara over there. Further, we say Zamishtamish Shein Halochas. Zamishtamish B'Mishe Shein Halochas Kishtoyra. He's talking about one who uses that. Talking about somebody who's learning Halochas the Kishtoyra Shel Torah, and if he uses that, then it's Chalof. Another thing it says Tonot Veliyo. In the Gemara continues there that Tonat Veliyo Kona Asher Lo Halacha is Muftach Loi. Everybody who learns Halacha is guaranteed that he'll get Elam Haba, as we say in the davening all the time. Muftach Loi Shubayin Elam Haba. So the question is: so we say there. So we see that there is a special privilege and a special reward for one who learns halachas. V'tzarech lahavid. So first of all, we have to understand lama nikra halachas b'shem tago v'kisur shel Torah. Why are the halachas called a crown like the crowns and the kesser of Torah? V'gam lama shein halachas davke muftach loychulu v'lo shad divrei Torah. Why is it only one who learns halacha is guaranteed that he has, and not other divrei Torah? So what's so special about halachas? So over there, in the 11th Perik of Menachos, it says, "Afilu loyshono adam el perik echot shachris chulu yotze yidei chivase." So when the pasuk says that you must learn and Torah by yom balayla, lo yomushev by yom balayla, so meaning the obligation is, minimally, you can do one chapter in the morning and one chapter at night. So, talking about chapter seems like we're talking about a Mishnah. When I talk about a whole Perek Gemara, I'm talking about Perek, a Mishnah. One Perek in the morning and one Perek at night. So the question is, why is this Stavki a Perek? Perek Achshav, Yotzich, Lomini, Yotzich, B'chein Lomani, Perek Gendu, Afil Hashol, Perek Achshav, Chul, Yotzich, Abosei. So that would fulfill the obligation of Liyamush, Yom HaValaylov. So why do we need Afka Perek Achot? Lomini, Yotzich, Chavos, B'shar, Divri, Torah. So why would he not fulfill his obligation with other words of Torah? Achmuda, Azois, Mashar, Kosov, Arizal. But this is known what Arizal writes. Shekol Odom Yisrael, Tzorich, Lovi, B'gulim, Rabim. That each Jewish person needs to come in many reincarnations so that he can fill all 613 mitzvahs of the Torah in both in those thoughts, speech, and action. And the reason why he needs to do all the mitzvahs is so that he should complete all the garments of his soul, and there should be no lacking garments. You should have all the garments necessary. 613 are necessary garments. Chulu. With one exception is Levad Mitzvah Luis B'melech. If we talk about the mitzvahs that are hanging on the king, Shehu Moitzi Kol Yisrael. That he fulfills the obligation of all the Yid. In other words, you're not going to say that every Yid has to be reincarnated and become a king. Yeah, you're going to become a Kohen at some point, you'll become a Levi at some point, some incarnation. Your Nefesh, Neshama. But you're not going to be a king because there's not going to be enough for everybody to be a king. The reason why is Israel, because the king includes everybody, and when he does his mitzvahs, it's as if everybody did it. So therefore, we don't have to come in another incarnation. But for other things, one has to come. Fatam, why do we need all these garments? A person has 600 levels, powers in his soul. So we need all, each one of those powers of his soul, those 613 powers of the soul, need to have a garment. They have to have a garment of mitzvahs on them. You have to dress each one of them. You can't even have one without a garment. And that's the Arizal says, that's why we need to come reincarnation. So obeyur inyan hechrich v'tzerich levushim neidu. So what is the explanation? Why is there a need? Why do we have to have these garments? Mevur b'zoyer. That's explained in the Zoyer. Umuvin l'chol maskil, and it's understood to everybody who's understanding. Ki liyois she nefesh ruach neshama sheba odom heim b'chines nivroim. Since the nefesh, ruach, and neshama in a person are created beings, how are created creatures and their entities that were created? How is a created entity going to be able to perceive Hashem without having a garment. It is impossible for any creation to have any grasp in the Creator and the one who forms everything, the Blessed Ein Sof. Even after Hashem shined from His blessed light, and He separated many evolutions, one step after the other step, in a lay of powerful contractions and many and powerful garments, which are known to those who know the Chochman Historia, those who know Kabbalah, they know even all through all the Tzitzumim, they're called like hairs. Hairs means a very little bit. A hair is a very little, a very fine energy of the life force of the person comes into that. So that's called, even that light force, that little bit of that light force that comes down over there is still, as it says in Daniel, talking with regards to Hashem, it says the hair of his head, the vision that he said was like clean wool. So, which means hair, wool, which means a very little, a small level of Hamshacha comes down. But yet, even after all this, neither the Nefesh or the Ruach and the Neshama are able to limizbal, to tolerate ha'oir, that light. Because it's so good and it's so sweet, this light, that it's impossible for a human created being to be able to take it. We find that, how do we see the sweetness? It's too sweet. They're going to be able to take it. To see the sweetness of Hashem is lashon imis, that is a lashon of sweetness, pleasantness, vareves, and sweetness, or mesikas, and you know, also enjoying the tainug otsum, laying cats, it's all such beautiful, tasty delight. It's a powerful delight, endless delight, as the verse says, ostis anig al havaya. Then you will delight over Hashem, vihisbia bitzachzach ischulu. And he will satisfy with tzachtzachos. What is tzachtzachos? Loshen tzichei tzoma. That's a unquenched thirst. You want more. It's a constant giving you. You want more and more and more. You can't have enough from the joy. So we see this is the powerful tainu. As the Zohar states, and the neshama has no power to receive that pleasant sweetness and that infinite thirst, quenched thirst, that it shouldn't go out of its seat, of its body. And the light is battle with his battle mitzvah, and then it's going to be nullified from its existence, just like the candle in the place of the great flame. So you have such a great sweetness, it's a good blessedness that you just expire to it. Imloy. So what do we need? So we're explaining. So why do we need these garments? We need that through that light should further from that already hairy, just a small little light should be a further hishtausus, and to the extent from it some small shine, but that hishtausus madregach madregah b'tzitzum rabim, in the way of hishtausus one level to other level with mending contraction, ad sheyibori mimeno levush echod nivra. So then from this haor which comes to light will be created one created garment, mehen maus oirze, something from this light, lahalbish hanefesh neshama, to dress up the soul, hanefesh ruach neshama, to dress up the nefesh ruach neshama, to dress them up. So bederech levush ze shumein oirze, and through this garment, which is similar to that light, tuchal lahanes meziv oirze, so the neshama can benefit from the ray of this light. and grasp it and not be nullified, extinct from its existence. And it would be similar, one who's looking at the sun through a clear glass and a shining one. He came in the cloud, Bayal, he went to Masinei. So Shinislabish Ba'onon. So first he dressed up in the cloud. He had the sunglasses over there, basically. So that onon, the cloud, he saw through the cloud because the cloud served as a garment to Moshe, so he should be able to receive all the revelation of Sinai. Point here is that this is all needed. These garments are needed in order for the person to be able to perceive and get the greater level of thinking.